Welcome to the Altar in the Valley experience. These next 24 days are going to change your life as you meet with God, experience His love for you, and find hope as you walk with God through the trials of your life. My name is Josh McGinley, and I will be one of your guides through this experience along with my brother Matthew. Overcoming pain and struggle is oftentimes a process and not a moment, a marathon and not a sprint. The Altar in the Valley experience is designed to lead you on that journey into a place of freedom and faith as you choose to lift up your eyes and worship Jesus through your pain.
Hey friends, this is Matthew, and I want to bring you to the starting line. We begin over 8,000 feet above sea level on the north rim of the Grand Canyon. There is a great challenge that lies ahead, as less than 1% of visitors to the canyon will do what we're set out to do. Our mission is to hike through the vast canyon from the north rim to the south rim. It's 24 miles to the other side with many challenges to come. It can be around 20 degrees hotter on the canyon floor, so we know we're going to deal with the heat, not to mention the total elevation gain of 5,150 feet. Josh and I hiked through the canyon together from rim to rim in preparation for this experience, and we're excited to lead you on a symbolic 24-day journey to conquer the canyon yourself. Your journey might look a bit different, but our hope is to bring you into that epic journey as you experience the beauty of the canyon and focus on finding hope in God through whatever valley you're facing. As we stood on the north rim of the canyon early in the morning on the day of the hike, we were nervous, we were filled with anxiety about the journey ahead. 24 miles is a long way to go, and your mind is racing with so many questions. Do I have what it takes? Is my body going to hold up? Did I pack enough food and water? What am I about to see? How long is this going to take?
It's intimidating when faced with such a large challenge, and oftentimes it's just taking the first steps to begin something new that's so difficult. It takes great determination and focus to be able to accomplish your goal, and I remember this amazing feeling as we began walking down the trail to take on the canyon. We want to invite you on this journey with us. 24 days symbolizing the 24 miles to go rim to rim. I would encourage you to have the same determination and commitment to finish. I believe that God will meet you as you walk, worship Him, listen to powerful teaching, and respond to Him in prayer. You're about to hear some incredible speakers and people of faith whose stories will inspire you, challenge you, and bring you to tears as you lean into faith and the hope that's only found in Jesus Christ. I encourage you to prioritize this time with God over the next 24 days and to build the habit of meeting with Him. Give it your all, and I have no doubt you will be blessed. The Altar in the Valley is all about a choice to worship God in the midst of my trial, a choice to look to Him when my world is falling apart around me, a choice to never give up and never give in, a choice to praise in every season. We're on the trail. Let's take the first step together.
In shadows wake, in blackened ash, You hold the rod that guides my steps. When I'm tossed among the wind, Your promise never dims. Though the seasons pass away, Your goodness never fades. And so I choose to build an altar in the valley. With every storm, know You are with me. Until I see You face to face, and every tear is wiped away, I'll make the choice to say I love You through this pain. I'll build an altar in the valley. When questions rain and doubts arise, You hold the star that lights my path. When the horizon veils its face, doesn't change. When the present clouds the end, but You are worthy even then, I'll build an altar in the valley. With every storm, no, you are with me. Until I see you face to face, and every tear is wiped away, I'll make the choice to say I love you through this pain. I'll build an altar in the valley. I'll build an altar in the valley. Step by step, Lord, I will follow you here. When I don't have the faith to trust you, still I choose to storm my soul. This is my offering. All my heart sifted through suffering. When I don't have the strength to praise you, still I choose to. When I don't have the faith to trust you, still I choose to. When I don't
As a pastor, one of my very favorite questions to ask someone is just asking about their testimony, asking about the work of God in their life and where they have seen God work in the past and currently in their life. What you find typically when somebody's sharing their testimony is they talk about the difficulties. They talk about the struggle. They talk about hard things that have happened. I've never had a conversation with somebody where they just said, my entire journey has been perfect and great and just better and better and better, and God's been there through every moment. No, usually when people talk about where they've seen God, a lot of times it's actually in the hard moments. It's in the valleys. It's in the time when it feels maybe like God actually isn't close, that when we look back, we can tell that God was there the entire time and that he's with us, because it's in those valleys where God is clearly seen. We learn how to rely on him. We learn to focus on him, and we get to know more of his goodness. But I would say that the reality is that for most of us, I mean, we live lives where we want to be comfortable. We want to be safe. We want to be secure. We want things to be going well. And so it's pretty easy to live a life where we're trying to avoid being in these valleys and these difficulties as much as we possibly can. It's sometimes in those moments where we feel like that God actually isn't close by or that God doesn't care. But today our challenge is really all about, how can I find God in the valley? How can I allow God to teach me and to build my faith in the midst of the trials? And it's something that's clear all through Scripture of how God wants to work and move in the midst of trials in these seasons of valley that we face. In the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 3, it says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. I mean, just an incredible scripture, but also so challenging. You know, and this is mentioned other times in the scriptures as well, this idea of finding joy in the midst of our trials, finding joy in our problems. It's something that's maybe easy to talk about, easy to preach, but really, really hard to live. But we know this is the truth in scripture, that there is so much blessing, that God is not far away when we're in the season that feels like a valley, but actually he is close, that he's nearby, and that it's in those moments where our faith grows, where our endurance has a chance to grow. And so here's what I want to challenge you with is, in the midst of your valley, maybe you're feeling where it feels like you're far from God. Maybe you're feeling down, you're feeling anxious, you're feeling stressed, you're worried, you're in a place of experiencing pain. And instead of causing that to run away from God, what if instead we would just take this of looking for God in the midst of the valley? Looking for him and what he wants to do as he wants to build something in my life, to build my character, to build my perseverance, and to build my faith. It's so easy just to focus on wanting to get out of it. And that's completely understandable. This, we want to be delivered. We want to get out of the valley. We want to get out of the struggle. But actually, what if there's something more that God wants to teach us in that place? And so I want us to just have that as a focus today, to say, instead of just being so focused on getting out, and it's, of course, it's okay to pray prayers for deliverance, but in the midst of my struggle, would I be willing to ask God, what do you want to teach me? Where am I growing? Where are you wanting to grow me in the midst of the struggle? For me personally, I had an experience with this. I'm a person that likes to be athletic and active and doing a lot, and hadn't experienced a lot of injuries, but had a season in life where I had an ankle injury that lasted longer than it should have, wasn't recovering, and right into that rolled into a hip injury that had to have a surgery and lasted longer than it should have. And you know, for me, it was ended up being over 2 years of not being able to do some of the things I love to do. And what I found in that season was I was experiencing chronic pain, and maybe that's something you can relate to, of just chronic, whether it's physical pain or it's emotional, it's mental pain. It's something that every day was there, and each day I would pray, God, take this away, bring me freedom from this. And I'd wake up the next morning and I'd still feel it. And what I found was, yeah, it was a struggle, but it started to impact me in such ways mentally and emotionally and even spiritually, is that I would look around at other people and I would start to compare, and I would think, oh, it seems like everything's in order for them, but I'm stuck in this valley. I'm stuck in this situation. Where I would go to another doctor appointment and it would have another treatment opportunity or another injection or even another surgery and hope that it would fix it, and it wasn't doing it in the timeline I thought it would. And it just felt so stuck, felt so confused about why I was in the place that I was. And I realized that it was starting to take away so much joy from my life. And then spiritually, I started to realize how just that being stuck and that pain was impacting my joy. It was impacting my relationship with God as I was wondering where God was and why he wasn't just fixing this for me. And maybe that's something that you can relate to, of just dealing with pain that's ongoing, something that you just feel stuck in, something that you feel like you should be able to break through, but you can't. And you're looking around at other people and maybe you're feeling sorry for yourself, or even you're wondering, God, where are you? Or it doesn't seem like you care in this moment. And I got to this point where I had to just have this understanding, though, of realizing and knowing, all right, God, I believe you can heal me. I believe that you're a God who's a God of healing, but this isn't happening maybe as quickly as I hope it would. And so not being frustrated by that, but still finding hope that God is with me in the struggle. But I had to actually start to realize and think, okay, if God wants to speak to me in the struggle and in the trial, am I open to that? Or am I just so upset about the situation that I'm in? Am I open to where he wants to speak to me? And there's an incredible example in the Bible of a man named Abraham. In Abraham, in Genesis, we read that he was given a promise that he would have a son, him and his wife Sarah. And from this son, they would have descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. The problem was that Sarah was barren and that they were both old in age, and it seemed like it was impossible to have kids. And in Romans, they write back about Abraham and his faith. In chapter 4, verse 18, it says, even when there was no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God had said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. And Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at about 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead. And so was Sarah's womb. Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. He was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. Just incredible, incredible scriptures here that I think is an encouragement for you today. If you're in the midst of a struggle, you feel like you're in a valley. Here's Abraham. What did he do? It says he kept hoping even when there was no reason for hope. And that's such a great reminder that our hope is not based upon circumstance, but our hope is based upon Jesus and who he is. His faith didn't weaken. What an amazing testimony of Abraham. For so many of us, it's in the struggle and the trials when it seems like God maybe isn't as close. We have that feeling and it hurts our relationship with God. But somehow Abraham, in the midst of this struggle, although he was getting along in age, it seemed impossible to have a child. He kept believing the promises of God. He never wavered in his faith. And actually in Romans, it says his faith grew stronger. And I think that's a great challenge for us today. He was focused on the promise of God. Not so much about his circumstance, but he believed in the promise that God was faithful. And in that, his faith grew stronger. So as he got older and as Sarah got older, and each day it seemed more impossible, instead of Abraham being mad about that, it actually increased his faith to think, this is going to be an even greater miracle about what God is going to do. And he was able to continue to worship him. My question for you on day one of this experience is, what are you focusing on in your trial? I can remember the first mile of the actual hike was challenging because it was very early in the morning and still completely dark out. The only thing that we could see was the part of the trail that was directly in front of us. I knew that somewhere beyond that darkness was incredible beauty, but for that moment, all I could see was darkness. As you experience pain, do you allow the darkness to overtake you, or will you look beyond in faith? I'll never forget the feeling of walking the final steps on the south rim of the Grand Canyon and looking back across that vast valley, seeing how far we had come. This hike is so unique because you can look backwards and see the trail slicing through the canyon for miles, but you can also look up and see the top of the canyon wall. As I walked the final mile, my mind was flooded with the memories of those days recovering from my injury, where I could barely even walk up the stairs, where I struggled through many doctor's appointments, physical therapy, and the pain that was required to provide increased range of motion and functionality in my leg. But now I was about to finish this 24-mile hike. I couldn't believe how far I had come. I was flooded with emotion as I crossed the finish line and called my wife. I tried to explain to her how I was feeling, but couldn't get the words out. It was overwhelming to think of the grace and goodness of God and how He had healed me. It may have taken longer than I would have planned, but sometimes it's experiencing the lows of the valley that allow us to truly worship on the mountaintops. My encouragement for you as you begin on this trail is that you would focus your attention not on the darkness around you, but on the God who loves you, cares for you, and wants to meet you where you are. Abraham was a man who was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever He promises. And like Abraham, let's finish this time by focusing on the promises of God.
I'll build an altar in the fire. With every stone on You are with me. Until I see You face to face, and every tear is wiped away, I have the joy to say I love You through this pain. I'll build an altar in the fire. I'll build an altar in the fire.
Thanks for joining us for day one of the Altar in the Valley experience. At the end of every day, we'll also include an extra 10 to 15 minutes of instrumental music if you'd like to continue reflecting and praying. This experience is going to be powerful, so make sure you plan your day to journey with us tomorrow. God bless.